is Rediscover Live with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And I'm so glad you're able to join us today as we continue our series, Jesus Paid It All. Isaiah 53 and verse 4, "Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed." I said it yesterday, but it bears repeating. We owed a debt that we could not pay, but Christ paid a debt that he did not owe. Thank God, Jesus paid it all. And I was just talking about the importance of understanding redemption and taking the time to meditate, reflect on, and consider what Christ accomplished at the cross. Because again, it truly is a finished work. And, you know, when you understand this, it changes everything. And until you do, it changes nothing. And I quoted Mark Twain yesterday, the two most important days in your life are the day you are born and the day you find out why. And, you know, I think that's such a profound statement, because understanding why makes all the difference. Anytime I'm preparing a message, the first thing I always consider is not the what, it's the why. You know, why does this matter? Why should I care? Because that is what people are asking when they're listening to a sermon. And so understanding why makes all the difference. Of course, marriage and mental health, finances, family and career, these are all important. But in many instances, we focus on the fruit, but neglect or ignore the root. Too often we want to get to the what without taking time to consider the why. For some of you, this is the reason why you struggle to receive from God. You don't understand why. Why should God answer your prayers? On what basis? Because you're a good person, or because you pray or give or serve? Often you hear people praying for someone. "Oh Lord, this is your child who has been walking with you for 50 years. We know they're a faithful servant, Lord." Sorry, that's not the why. That's the what. And of course, that's important. If you're truly saved, there should be a change. You should live differently. But that's not why God does miracles for you. "Nothing in my hands I bring. Simply to thy cross I cling." A lady pointed out one morning after the service, after we had sung an old song, "I'm Trading My Sorrows." You know that song, "I'm Trading My Sorrows." And she just said, "Look, I don't believe it's biblical." And, you know, I thought maybe she was being a little unreasonable until she explained why. She said, "We had nothing to trade." Because to trade suggests that you had something to trade with, which we don't. It's all grace. It's all by grace. And she was right. We cannot walk in, receive, or even understand God's best if we do not recognize that Jesus paid it all. God doesn't move in our lives on the basis of our tears, our fears, our perspiration, our groans, or how long or loud we pray. It's all by God's glorious grace. And Ephesians chapter 2 clarifies this for us, just in case any of us are wondering. And it says in verse 1, "And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins." So it wasn't the case that God could have improved you or somehow made you better, or that religion or effort could have maybe redeemed you in God's sight. It says, "And you he made alive who were dead." God made you alive even though you were dead. So before we come to Jesus, we are dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. We were children of wrath, and I think many times as Christians we don't necessarily understand just how separated we were from God, just how hopeless our situation was. And yet that is what the Bible says, that we were children of wrath. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. And so the Bible says, by grace you have been saved through faith, that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. It's all on the basis of what Christ paid for through his blood. Salvation is paid for, not prayed for. This is why Philippians 2 and verse 12, therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. I think it's important to understand that we work out our salvation, we don't work for our salvation. There is a difference. We're working out our salvation, not working for our salvation. John chapter 3 and verse 16, such a beautiful verse. And it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. God demonstrated his love for mankind at the cross. When he was on the cross, you were on his mind. I look at the cross and I'm reminded that I matter. I'm reminded that there is a purpose to my existence, that I'm not an accident, that I'm loved, that God was willing to pay the price for my soul. Thank God, Jesus paid it all. There is nothing left for us to pay. He paid all debts and defeated all enemies. So over these remaining days for this series, I want us to take some time to consider this glorious truth that Jesus paid it all. John 1 and verse 29, John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. John the Baptist declared that Christ was the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. And therefore we must understand that firstly, Jesus paid for peace. If it's one thing our world is desperately seeking and longing for, it's peace. Unfortunately, so many people are looking in all the wrong places: drugs, alcohol, porn, possessions, fame, followers, accomplishments, and awards. And yet man is still empty and dissatisfied. You could say we've never had as much, and if you doubt that, just look at your grandparents at your age. Yet, paradoxically, we've never been as unhappy. Peace has become such an elusive thing. Nervous breakdowns, depression, divorce, domestic abuse, addiction, anxiety, and suicide. We look for peace, but all around we see war. Many are blind to the battle that rages for the family, your children, and your destiny. But if you only just open your eyes, you can see the collateral damage everywhere. This is why 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. John 10 and verse 10, Satan cometh not but for to rob and to kill and to destroy. And Ephesians 6 and verse 10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. We are in a battle, and we must wake up to that fact. But even though we're in a battle, thank God, through Jesus Christ, we have the victory. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow as we continue our series, Jesus Paid It All. Shalom.